In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Denver's office attendance is roughly half of what it was before the pandemic, according to a new report from data provider Placer AI. Miami and New York are at the other end of the spectrum, down 11% and 18% respectively. The report highlights Denver's remote-friendly job market and record amounts of empty office space. Colorado officials have euthanized another wolf after it repeatedly preyed on livestock. CPR's Sam Brash has that story.
The wolf has been a long-running headache for ranchers in Rauch County and Rio Blanco County. Since last summer, state officials say it's attacked at least 22 sheep. Colorado Parks and Wildlife had tried to kill the carnivore for nearly a year. It finally succeeded in Rio Blanco County last Friday, marking the second wolf shot following livestock conflicts. In a statement, Governor Jared Polis said the wolf, quote, had a number of chances, but sadly chose to continue to depredate. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
It's time for artists, kitchen wizards, and folks who are good at hundreds of other skills to get their game on. Entries are now open for the annual Colorado State Fair General and Fine Art Competitions. Categories range from agricultural mechanics to poetry to pet rock racing. New this year is tablescaping. Two-person teams will set tables with themes while the audience and judges watch. The deadline for most entries is July 22nd. The fair takes place the end of August through Labor Day weekend in Pueblo. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News.